Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots and lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. That's a 14-year-old website, folks, that we continue to update every single day and have now all this time. So you can imagine all the things that we've accumulated there, because next week is my 14th anniversary of the show. And so a lot of things there that we've held on to, including the work that Jim Ballard has deposited with us, the wisdom of Jim Ballard, I really should more accurately say, over the years, that please go and listen to some of the things. If you want to, folks, if you are ever having a time where you're wondering, you know, what's it all about, you've decided that the hokey pokey is really not what it's all about, and you need some help, go listen to some of the Jim Ballard's conversations on the show with me. And you can do that by just typing his name into our search engine, B-A-L-L-A-R-D. And of course, these books, he's got so many books that he's authored or co-authored. What's the Rush is his book that's still one of my favorites. Jim, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about even-mindedness. Tell the audience, you know, we all talk about being even-minded. We've heard the term, but it's not something, even-mindedness is not something that rolls off our lips all the time. What do you mean by that?
Sometimes it's called equanimity, and it means that our wisdom guides all of our actions, and we stop seeing one state of mind as more valuable than any other, because we're going to have those fluctuations. We're going to have disease and health. We're going to have pain and pleasure, loss and gain. Many years ago, I took the S training. Maybe you did at that point. And Werner Erhard, the author of S, used to say, if things are going well, two things will happen. Either they'll get better, or they'll get a little more better, and then they'll get worse. But if they're going badly,
that's called waiting on the other shoe to drop.
Yeah, if they're going badly, they can go badly for a little more, and then they can get better, or they can get better right away. Mm-hmm. So it's an up and down situation. But stillness and silence is very useful in the very sticky situations that we face. And I took a verse from Psalms that many people know that says, "Be still and know that I am God," and put it in almost in poster size and put it up on my wall. Mm-hmm. And this was months before I found my son. But that is what I'm trying to practice. And I think we can never know when we're going to have these surprises, but we can practice cultivating what I call spaces of calmness in our thought process. Mm-hmm. Or even during our activities. We can stop, we can close our eyes, we can breathe, and we can say, you know, nothing really touches me. This too shall pass. And our emotional state of mind, which we usually have when we go crazy, it prevents having the right response, and so we tend to react. And all around us, people are reacting. This is called responding. So equanimity or even-mindedness gives us that power, the wisdom to guide our actions. And then we go through the disease and health and the pain and pleasure and the loss and gain and all those things that are inevitable. We can train ourselves to be the calm at the center of the storm, so to speak.
Right. One of the things that I have talked about that I think may approximate what you're saying, Jim, when I talk to small business owners, is that the only, you know, I ask them, all right, think back on a year when things were going wonderful. You can't believe how great things are going. Was there ever a day in that year that you didn't have a challenge? And so now you think about a time when maybe things are not going so great. Was there ever a day when you didn't have at least one opportunity? And so what I've said is that your ability to be successful is going to depend upon your ability to manage the relationship between challenges and opportunities. You're always going to have both. Some days are going to be one are going to be bigger than the other. And that's what I've described what I think you just said.
Well, that's part. That's Jim Blasingame's wisdom right there.
It's just if you, you know, if you're a small business owner, Jim, you're always out on the edge, pretty much.
That's right.
Right. I think your even-mindedness, I mean, I didn't put a handle on mine. That's what I like about what you're saying, because you put a handle on it. You call it even-mindedness or equanimity, as you say. This is something that when you see small business owners who are successful, and every time you see them, they're pretty much the same way. Don't presume that their life is a bowl of roses every time they wake up, because that's not it. They've just learned how to deal with it.
That's right. That's right. And being around a person who is even-minded makes you even-minded. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
When you're around a person like that, so you can be the one who calms other people. And I found that out when I was dealing with family members during this recent passing of my son. And a friend of mine I was about to tell about, Marcia, she's an artist. She was telling me not long ago, and she's a fellow meditator, she had a show out in Arizona, and they had a flood, and some 60 artists were represented at this gallery, and they were going crazy and calling her up, and they were about to sue the gallery owner and so on. And Marcia just had the same experience I did. She said, "Jim, I couldn't understand it, but I was just unbothered by all this. I kept saying, well, this will pass. We'll work this out." But the rest were just going nuts, you know. And her husband was saying, "Well, how are you doing with all this from time to time?" He was shaking his head because Marcia was so calm.
She was the rock, and that's because she found...
She was the rock,
She found even-mindedness. Jim Ballard is our guest. Jim, give us your website, please.
It's called lifecrafters.us.
.us. All right, so check it out, folks. And Jim's books, too, Ballard, if you're Googling him, Jim Ballard. Sometimes James Ballard. He says we can call him Jim. Tintel, stay with us.
You're not quite money.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.